Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation of psychiatric follow-up and consultation progress note for Comprehensive Counseling Center PC. Data solution for all these patients is 10-10-2022. Probably it is 19 patients, and mostly they are medication review. Please, as usual, you can print in every patient. The patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient was Patricia Markin, PATRICIA MORKIN. Her date of birth is 8/7/1958. Telephone number is 248-514-1582. Data population is 10-10-22. Subject Rajita. Patricia was in a good mood, pleasant affect. Describes she has been doing great. She is make her life active. Go for a walk. Do household activities. Involved in providing care to her granddaughter, who is 8-year-old, picking up from school, dropping into school, often having social meetings. She described she knows her problem of rheumatoid arthritis and also have a carpal tunnel in the past. She likes to be active and likes to be productive. Period. She described the medication has been helping her. She is taking Cymbalta 20 mg daily and Trazodone 100 mg daily. She denies any side effect of the medication. She was alert, oriented, grooming hygiene was good, mood was pleasant, affect was bright. It appears to me that patient is very motivated. Whenever we have interaction, she is more productive, and I appreciate her coping skills and deal with the situation and understanding about his health issue and participate in programs. Period. She describes she do exercise at home. Previously, she was going to YMCA, but during pandemic, it was closed. Assessment, major depressive disorder, chronic, symptomatically stable, rheumatoid arthritis. Plan, I will give a prescription for Cymbalta 20 mg morning, Trazodone 100 mg daily, and 90 tablets was ordered, and her follow-up appointment was given in December. I explained that I will be on vacation during November. She agreed with the plan, prognosis guarded. Next version is on Angela Jones, ANGELAJONES. Her date of birth is 11/29/1954. Telephone number is 248-249-8316. Data pollution is 10-10-22. Subject Raja. Angela describes she has been feeling great. Off and on she think about her mother's death, but I explained that this grieving process will comes off and on, and she has to work on it, especially under stress or at the anniversary event. These things happen more, to which she agreed. She just described that other than that, she has been doing very well. She also moved to living her own place. Period. She denies any depression, sadness, any suicidal homicidal thoughts. She is taking all her medications. I further discuss that she has some problem of short-term memory disturbance due to transient ischemic attack. She has to follow up with the neurologist. She described she is looking forward and will make an appointment. She was alert-oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Speech was clear. Thought was organized. No suicidal homicidal thoughts. She is of average intelligence. No side effect of the medication. Assessment, bipolar mood disorder, depressed. History of transient ischemic attack with mild cognitive deficit, especially in recall. Plan continuous in Malta, 30 mg daily, syrup 100 mg daily, clonopin 1 mg per only HSPRN with C-take only if C needed. A 30-day supply was ordered. I also give a refill and a follow-up appointment was given in December. I explained that I will not be available in November, and if she has any issues, she can always check with my partner. End of dictation. Next relation is on Florence Reyes, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E, Reyes, R-A-Y-O-S, 8-11-1962. Date of relation is 10-10-22. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subject to agita. Reyes described that she has been doing all right. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings, denies any suicidal thoughts. She sometimes gets sad, other times she's all right, and she is thinking about her several medical conditions, including chronic kidney disease. And her primary care doctor has reported that probably she might have to go for dialysis in a couple years. She also recovering from mastectomy of the by both sides and has been maintained on cancer medications, including PENI, and also taking Procrit, PROCRIT injection every week, and a statin tablet. She denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination. She has been eating, sleeping good. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Affect was bright. Her speech was clear. She has supportive family, including her brother. She has applied for the job and went for interview at Kroger, where there is a number of people were sitting and some more people were coming into the room. She was just got nervous and feel like this. They're watching me and looking at me, staring at me. Therefore, she just did not do well. Yet, I further explained that it could be part of anxiety because she may not have interacted or in the crowd, such a crowd. She may be look for some other job. She has adequate ability to deal with the situation and she will get a job. See, it was also indicated that try to find out a lighter job rather than going for a superstore because they are more busy. To which she agreed. She described the medication has been helping her, but she denies any suicidal thoughts and symptoms of hallucination. Patient was given insight into her thinking, improve the work on her coping skills, and also she has been compliant, so there was no side effect of the medication. Assessed by schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, plan continuous olanzapine 10 mg at bedtime. Decrease in the doses of olanzapine in the past causes hallucination, therefore it was not stopped. Zoloft 100 mg daily, Trileptal 300 mg at bedtime. 30-day supply was ordered. I also explained that since I will be on vacation, I have given another refill, and she will be seeing in December. To which she agreed. Progress is guarded. Next solution is on Sherry Rose Jackson, S-H-E-R-I-R-O-S-E, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Her date of birth is 01-05-1988. Telephone number is 313-718-3469. Date of evolution is 10-10-2022. Subject to Ajita. Sherry was cooperative, pleasant, appropriate, and described that she is doing very well. She looks more relaxed and calmer. She described most of the time she feel good. Sometime in the evening, she feel down. Yet I further educate her and also give some insight how to improve her mood and how to change her cognitive structure. She described otherwise medication has been helping her. She is living with her mother, going out with her mother for grocery shopping and for other activities. She also has some social interaction. She denies any side effect of the medications. Yet she was alert, oriented, tall, African-American female. Her mood was pleasant, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She denies any suicidal herself thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. Her judgment sight seems to be improving. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient was given insight into her issues education about the medications and appreciation to that she has been gradually developing coping skills to work on his activities, including compliance with the treatment. Period. As a schizoaffective disorder, making positive improvement, plan, continue Haldol 10 mg BID, benzatropine 1/2 mg BID, gabapentin 100 mg 3 times a day, Zula 50 mg daily, quetiapine or Seroquel 50 mg at bedtime, Ativan 1/2 mg 30 tablets PRN can be used whenever she gets anxious, 30 day supply of the order, one refill was ordered, and I also explained that I will be on vacation next month, period to which she agreed, and follow appointment was given in December, end of dictation. Next relation is on Donna, D-O-N-N-A, McGilvery, M-C-G-I-L-L-I, V-R-A-Y, telephone number is 586-419-5059, date of birth is 10-22-1965. Subjective patient was seen on 10-10-2022. Subjective agenda. Donna described she is doing all right. She is gradually weaning off her wine also. She wants that she should quit completely. Last month she used wine only 3 times on whole September, and I appreciate her determination, progress, and coping skills. Period. She describes she went to the AA meeting at, but there was something they said. It triggers her increased drinking, and she went to the Myers store and buy a bottle of the wine she drink. She claims it is not for her, but there was some groups running by the women in church. She is planning to join that. I further explain whatever the way she wants to develop self-control and also to learn how to deal with the situation is fine. She claimed that she also she went to up north and she noticed that she was having some weakness and also feel like that she is going to fall, period, and seeing double vision, which I explained that maybe it is a chronic alcoholism, sometimes causes changes in her brain. Therefore, it is important that she should be seen by a neurologist, because neuropathy, ataxia is the feature, but other features like double vision and other things can happen because of the influence of alcohol to the brain area. To which she agreed, and she is going to make a plan. She denies any social thoughts, denies any auditory or visual hallucinations or any positive feeling. She claims she is living with her friends who has been very supportive of her and want to be getting sober. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, alcohol dependence, is struggling to not drink. Plan: continue with the Seroquel 100 mg at bedtime, which was given for depression, anxiety, and also for the sleep. Gabapentin 300 mg BID was given for neuropathy. Consult with the neurologist was recommended, and I have gave one refill also. And I will be on vacation in November, therefore follow-up appointment was given for December. To which she agreed, and she promised that she will not drink any alcohol and will work on her sobriety. Dictation of progress note on Frances, F-R-A-N-C-S, McGill, M-C-G-I-L-L. Date of birth is 010976. Telephone number is 586-260-8261. Subjective and objective data. Patient was just coming from work, period. She has been working an assistant, living as a nurse, as a LPN. She described it was too tiring, and she feel tired, like to take rest. I further discussed that She has been doing good job. At least she is providing care to the human beings, and maybe sometime it is hard for her to do that. She claimed that she has been doing this work for the last 20 years. I appreciate her motivation and coping skill to deal with life. She describes, otherwise she is feeling better. She denies any depression, sadness, mood swings, denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any auditory visual hallucinations or perceived feelings. She was in a good self-care, proper attire, and looks happy, connected, no irritability, agitation, no auditory visual hallucinations or any perceived feeling, no hyperactivity or any symptoms of manic or depressive feature. No side effect. There was no involuntary tremors, akathisia, or dystonia. Patient was further educated about the medication. I have assessment bipolar mood disorder. Continue the Abilify 20 mg at bedtime and 5 mg in the morning. 30 days medication was ordered. She wanted to have a Necorate. Therefore, Necorate gums 4 mg was ordered for 30 days. Period. Patient was explained about the role and also increased to develop sobriety. Prognosis guarded.